From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. During a meeting on North Korea's proliferation convened by Japan, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States, and Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself against such aggression. This comes as world leaders like Russian President Vladimir Putin caution U.S. President Donald Trump against using military aggression. The former foreign minister, Taro Kono, at the UN has also addressed the North Korean issue.
It is important not only for the Security Council, but also for the entire international community to maximize its pressure on North Korea and to corner North Korea to change its policy.
Saturday, North Korean state media again targeted U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks, referring to him as old lunatic Trump and warning his administration's officials to be prudent if they don't want to meet bitter disgrace and destruction. The article went on to warn that if Mr. Trump's regime resorts to military counteraction, it will face tougher countermeasures from North Korea and fall deeper into a quagmire. In Washington, Mr. Trump pointed to Russia to step up pressure against Pyongyang a day after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The U.S. Embassy in Myanmar has said it is concerned about two Reuters journalists who were arrested 3 days ago in the country, which is also known as Burma. The embassy said in a statement Friday that there has been no word from either of the journalists since their arrest, and authorities have not allowed their families to visit. The U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis has talked to reporters about it. This is VOA News. Once again, U.S. President Trump is speaking negatively about the ongoing investigation into Russian meddling during the 2016 presidential race. Although former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has pleaded guilty, the president has been asked if he intends to pardon Flynn. Mr. Trump said he does not want to talk about that yet, however.
When you look at what's gone on with the FBI and with the Justice Department, people are very, very angry.
Following Trump's firing, FBI Director James Comey, he was leading the agency's Russia probe, or who was leading the probe. The Justice Department appointed Robert Mueller to lead a special counsel probe into that matter. Earlier this week, the Justice Department disclosed hundreds of text messages between two FBI officials on Mueller's team that revealed an anti-Trump bias, prompting some, particularly Republicans, to question the nonpartisan nature of the law enforcement agency and its investigation into Russia. Two Sierra Leone health workers who survived Ebola are suing their government for allegedly mismanaging funds during the epidemic. The Ebola survivors blame a lack of resources provided by the government for their infection and for the deaths of many of their co-workers. Their suit claims the government's mismanagement of funds directly violated the rights of plaintiffs' rights to life and health. The virus surfaced in Guinea in 2013 and spread to neighboring Liberia and Sierra Leone the following year. More than 3,000 people died in Sierra Leone and more than 11,300 died worldwide, mostly in those three West African countries. The damage assessment continues after an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.5 rocked the Indonesian capital of Jakarta and other cities on the country's island of Java late Friday, with authorities reporting at least three deaths. Disaster relief officials say buildings collapsed in several western Java districts and several hospitals were evacuated after suffering damage. The quake made buildings sway in Jakarta.
Jadi sampai dengan saat ini, tiga orang meninggal dunia.
An emergency management official says so up to now, three people have died due to the earthquake, either directly or indirectly, and those buildings that are damaged are categorized as temporarily damaged. 228 houses, 152 moderately damaged, 97 houses slightly damaged, 473 completely damaged. Authorities say a 62-year-old man in one region and an 80-year-old woman in another died in building collapses alone. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.